It is June 14th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. We have another remembrance of Hal Hansen today to add to the list, this one from former Cargill Investor Services executive Chris Malo. So far, we have remembrances from Ray Carmichael and Bernie Dan. I am sure there are some other former CIS employees who are willing to share their remembrances. I can remember a time when, if people wanted to include something in JLN, they would call or email me. Sometimes these days, I just get hashtagged in a post. Hashtag John Lothian. It works most of the time. At IDX last week, FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan interviewed Michael Haig, head of research of commodity research at Societe Generale and a former colleague of Lucan's at the CFTC. Haig's interview included a slideshow of some much-in-demand data which Lucan said makes a compelling case for the new commodity supercycle we are entering and why our challenges around commodities will not ease anytime soon. You can find the slides from Haig's presentation with a link in today's newsletter. Speaking of the FIA, on July 12th, it is holding a one-day program, FIA Forum Frankfurt 2022, with the subject of Key Trends in Clear Derivatives. The program starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. CEST and is being held at the Hilton Hotel in Frankfurt City Center. Euronext market opening gong ceremony today saw the gong struck by a journalist who was part of a group Euronext assembles every year for a four-day basic course in financial journalism. The exchange operator brings in financial and academic experts to update journalists on a large number of current financial topics. Topics also include the organization and impact of financial markets and the underlying Euronext products. Today, RSM US LLP welcomed more than 1,000 interns across the US and Canada for a summer program. Bhavan Joseph shares his story in a short video for the Greenwood Project on LinkedIn. You know things are bad for former crypto billionaires when they have to take second jobs. In this case, the Winklevoss twins took a gig singing. Evidently, they have a band. And they are very bad. They are the kind of bad that can get them unfriended on Facebook. Like, I don't know those guys. Here's a New York Post story about their gig titled Winklevoss Twins Sing Don't Stop Believin' Days After Layoffs at Crypto Startup. Corrections. Sometimes I think I should not start writing until I finish my first cup of coffee. I was looking up a word yesterday to describe Ray Carmichael's role as head of corporate communications at the Chicago Board of Trade and forgot to include the word head in describing his role. He is the former corporate communications head at the CBOT. Also in my chatter about Dr. Meng Chiang, the new president of Purdue University, I referred to him the second time familiarly by his first name, Meng. The next time I referred to him, I somehow melded his first and last names into Chung. I apologize for these errors. The FIA is offering a webinar on Thursday, June 6th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. SGT called The Road Ahead for Operations. Speakers will discuss the challenges of the current operational environment, including increased market volatility and the stress to the infrastructure, the current landscape in the Asia-Pacific region, and the impact of new regulatory priorities and compliance requirements. The speakers are Amanda Boatler, head of APEC Clearing Operations City, Julian Chesser, managing director, head of APEC Ostra, Nachi Muthu, global head of derivative products and solutions, Broadridge, Mezin Quabul, ED, head of market development, APEC, and head of equity and index sales, APEC Eurex, Tom Vu, head of listing and trading operations, Singapore Exchange. The webinar will be hosted by Bradley Fraser, head of Prime Derivative Services, Asia at Barclays. For more information and to register, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Mashable, the biggest crypto scams of 2022 so far. We're only halfway through the year. We're only 6 months into 2022, and billions of dollars in cryptocurrencies have already been pillaged and plundered. While the value of cryptocurrency stolen is stunning, not everything is solely about the money. Last year, Mashable looked into the biggest crypto scams of 2021. Yes, some big bucks were being funneled via various scams and schemes included on that list. However, sometimes the audacity and uniqueness of some of these scams and hacks perpetrated by people who only walk away with six figures worth stolen crypto are worth mentioning too. So, without any further ado, here are some of the biggest and boldest frauds, swindles, and rackets in cryptocurrency from 2022 thus far. My comment, does Super Bowl advertising count? Here's a commentary from Morningstar Indices from Ron Bundy. Why the index industry needs a reset. As we celebrate 20 years since the founding of Morningstar Indices, it's a good opportunity to reflect on the transformational growth of the index industry in the last few decades and where we may go from here. Since the first index-based index funds were introduced in the early 1970s, indices have become an extraordinarily central part of investing and in the process have become a big business. With this growth has come the emergence of a huge array of market benchmarks that help investors track investment performance and even more consequently underpin investment products such as ETFs, which have been at the heart of the passive investing revolution. My comment, I would look for the reset button. I would not use the Control-Alt-Delete buttons. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Swiss investor who helped form EBS sells up at bank he started. The Swiss investor who once was a driving force behind the creation of the country's biggest bank, UBS Group AG, has sold a majority stake in the lender he founded, BZ Bank. Martin Ebner sold a 70% stake in BZ Bank to Grab und der Kantonal Bank, the latter said in a press release on Monday. GKB didn't disclose a price and only said it would use existing funds to pay for the deal. Ebner was a major driver of corporate change in Switzerland during the decade leading up to the dot-com bust in the early 2000s. His first major coup came in 1995 when Union Bank of Switzerland ousted chief executive Robert Studer after Ebner had criticized him for years. 2 years later, the lender's new management merged with Swiss Bancorp to form what was then the world's second largest bank by assets. My comment, that is a sell everything liquidation story. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Putin is preparing to starve much of the developing world in order to win Russia's war in Ukraine, Yale historian says, from Business Insider. Second was John Lothian's post on JLN of remembrances of Hal Hansen from a number of Hansen's former industry colleagues. Third was our Markets Wiki page for James A. Donaldson, who passed away on June 5th. Hal Hansen's Markets Wiki page was number four. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. Wall Street's out of office again amid COVID wave. A recent surge of COVID-19 cases in New York that's now plateauing is showing signs of lingering symptoms. Bankers aren't rushing back to the office in the downtown cluster that includes Wall Street. Pret A Manger Limited sales of coffee and sandwiches are less than half of what they were before the pandemic began. Earlier this month, they fell to the lowest level since January after the city's health authority recommended wearing masks again to contain the spread of the virus. Bankers are reluctant to return even after some of Wall Street's top brass have been urging them to get back to the office for well over a year. It highlights a challenge many companies face as they try to balance company needs and employees' demands for work from home at least part of the week. The second story is from the Financial Times. The headline, investors overcharge in securities lending deals, says EU watchdog. Why divergences in fee splits between fund managers and clients criticized by ESMA? Big variations in the share of revenues from securities lending retained by asset managers raise questions over whether fund investors are being overcharged, according to the EU's top financial watchdog. Securities lending, the practice among institutional investors of temporarily swapping stocks, bonds, and exchange-traded funds with each other in return for a fee, is a highly lucrative business which generated global revenues of almost $11 billion in 2021, according to IHS Markit, a data provider. And then lastly, the last story is from The Trade. Euronext to acquire technology business powering MTS from Nexi. The acquisition will help strengthen MTS and Euronext Securities Milan's core operations and enable further development and product innovation. Euronext and Nexi have entered into an agreement for the acquisition of the former technologies businesses, which currently powers Euronext's fixed income trading platform, MTS, and Euronext Securities Milan. Euronext will acquire the business for 57 million euros, subject to closing conditions. The deal is expected to close in the second half of this year. The exchange said the transaction is a new step in its strategy to leverage its integrated value chain as it further enhances its technology, competencies, and capabilities in trading and post-trade. It will also strengthen MTS and Euronext Securities Milan's core operations, while also internalizing the core trading platform of MTS and its largest IT contract. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.